Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on this concept of failure. And today I want to touch on the fear of failing. But when we look at the fear of failure, some people, and I would argue that even most people, they fear failing so much that they don't ever take a shot. And what we know about successful people is they have an understanding between risk and reward. And if you take a big risk and that risk doesn't work out for you, that results in a failure. But a big risk that does work out for you brings on success. So if you truly want to be successful in business, you have to take risks. But when you're looking at risks, you have to evaluate those risks. Because, you know, if you're taking a big risk for not a big return, that doesn't make a lot of sense, right? So if you're going to take on a big risk, you have to really evaluate the return potential of the risk. So let's say you're starting a business and you've got a business that has the type of business you want to start is a low margin business. So basically what we're saying is the percent that you make on your product or your service is low. Right? There's not a lot there, but that same business has very high operating costs. So what you can ascertain from that is that the probability of success there is going to be fairly low. Why? Because it's costing you a lot to make your goods or produce your goods or services, and at the same time the margins aren't there to compensate for you. So you're taking a big risk for not a lot of return, which doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense. But if your expertise is in a high-margin business and the entry costs and the operating costs are relatively low, that seems like a smarter way to take on that risk, right? Because now the probability of success becomes higher because it's, you know, you've got high margins, right? So as you're selling your goods or your services, the money you're making as a percentage is higher. It's not costing you a tremendous amount of money to get into that business, and the operating costs are fairly low. Okay, so now when you look at this, you say, okay, much higher probability of success. This should be a better way to do it. So when you're evaluating the risk, you want to think about how much are you going to take and what is the potential return for that risk. And I think this is the way you start to minimize the chances that you're going to fail. Again, people don't get places without having some failures along the way, especially very successful people. So the expectation is that there are going to be some setbacks along the way, and you may experience some failures. But as I've said before, and I've said earlier this week, the most successful people are those that are able to fail and then dust themselves off, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. So it's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I'm just asking you for the opportunity to be that person. Commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes, and it costs you nothing to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on this idea of failure, but for today, begin to think about the return you're getting for the risks that you're taking, and just make sure that you're getting a high return for the amount of risk that you're taking on. If you want to go deeper on this topic, just go to joelbrookman.com and sign up for our weekly discussion.